My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the fascinating and dazzling and undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, who are, of course, Washington's premier musical satirist. And to the best of my knowledge, Elena has never been a stowaway or even a reported stowaway on a loose helium balloon. Elena, how are you?
I'd like to see a helium balloon try to take off with me in it. I'm not a six-year-old boy, that's for sure. Although, and I'd like to see myself try to fit in a box in the attic, too. It'd have to be, you know, an adult-sized box. But actually, now it's all sounding like they were trying to get on TV, right?
Well, that's what they said. The sheriff said he doesn't think it was a hoax, that it was just a big old misunderstanding. But who knows? I mean, any family that went on a wife swap, you have to wonder about.
Well, and the other thing that just actually sort of amused me was that the first thing that the parents did when they realized their son was missing was call the local TV station.
Yeah.
So that seemed to be a giveaway to me. I think he'd call the police helicopters first, right?
You would think so. You would think so. Although, you know, the way the media works today, they're probably on the scene first.
That's true. Oh, man. Well, it's just a matter of time before this six-year-old kid has a blog.
Yeah, he probably already does, and we just haven't found it yet. So we can scour the internet. But, you know, the big debate here in Washington, Elena, is not about helium. It's about healthcare. But at the same time, the president's still drawing attention to what he sees as the positive impact of the stimulus package.
Oh, I thought you were going to make a hot air analogy there.
Well, there's plenty of that going on in Washington, too. No doubt about it.
Yes, and of course, they're talking about giving no Social Security increase, but $250 to everybody. And I'm totally confused, but I guess basically we're just printing money these days.
Yeah, right? I think that is pretty much the plan. Are you okay with our agenda? No? Here's a check. It's pretty much the way it works.
Well, and that's what our song's about today.
Exactly. Here's the esteemed Vice President of these United States.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And I've been asked not to speak in public. So here I am. I'd like to talk to my fellow Americans about several things tonight. First, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney believes it's important to torture someone in order to get sensitive information out of them. Well, I'm living proof. You don't need to torture someone in order to get sensitive information out of them. The second thing is how excited we are about our Supreme Court Justice, Sonia some Latina name. She's someone that I'd like to call a close personal friend. But she asked me not to. The main thing I want to talk to my fellow Americans about tonight is the economy. We have a plan to save the economy, a plan that we hope will save the day. It's a plan that we based on the ideas of Franklin Roosevelt after watching his televised debates with Abraham Lincoln. But this is not some wild deviation from what we've had planned all along. So to help me prove it, I've invited two very charismatic personalities. First, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Oh. Decaf. The other person is a man too liberal to be a Republican, so he turned into a Democrat, Arlen Specter. And they're going to help me break it down for you now. Because of President Obama, the left wing's coming back. We passed a stimulating package to get us back on track.
And now you've seen us
return to spenders. Liberals rule.
Buy kids condoms in preschool.
No special earmarks. Who we won't touch.
They say we cause swine flu cause we like pork so much.
To help our biofuel production, our programs will be wise. Like energy from liposuction from Rush Limbaugh's thighs.
We're gloating about it.
Return to spenders. We'll pay your rent.
If you are a gay immigrant,
we know we're gonna get trillions more in debt. But just to allay your fears, we promise to repay every dollar spent today in 5,
7,
10,
12 years.
And now we're gonna
return. the splendor
with this brand new
spending push.
If it fails, we'll
just keep blaming
all our problems
on George Bush.
Oh, Elena, what'd you do to Nancy Pelosi? She got quite a reaction there.
Well, you know, you do Nancy without moving the forehead. You do a lot of blinking and a smile that looks a little bit like she's been told to smile by her staff. Yeah,
you're saying it's not quite natural.
But you don't look concerned at all because you can't frown. If you're
Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. Oh, what else has got you guys laughing these days?
Gosh, well, we're just trying to keep up with the healthcare reform, and we've got a new Christmas album coming out.
Tell us about it. You told us about it last week. Tell
That's
us
right.
more.
It'll be out on Monday, barocking around the Christmas tree, and it's on our website. And it's got like 24 songs on it or something. It's ridiculous.
Wow, that's 24 songs. That's barocking around the Christmas tree, and we'll certainly be highlighting those as we get closer to the Christmas season. Elena, thanks so much for your time, as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work, buy Obama Mia or Barocking Around the Christmas Tree at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.